Here, being hooked on coke ain't necessarily a bad thing. Long as it's Coke FM.
7:44. Coke in the morning. Happy Tuesday. Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday. I get a text this morning. I thought that was pretty neat. You know, yesterday, Cody Johnson opened up
the rodeo.
The rodeo in Houston.
In Houston.
Third performer in history to sell on opening night at the rodeo. The only two before him, can you take a guess?
George Strait.
Yeah, and?
Garth.
There you go.
Garth? Oh, you know, I was actually going to guess at the height of his popularity. The guy, somebody, we were just talking about him last week, not country. The guy that I peed with.
The guy you peed with?
I went to the bathroom, yeah, we were both.
Now I can't remember.
I feel like I should remember that too. But
we should have a show called People We Pee With.
Super Bowl halftime show.
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars. I too peed with him at the old building as well.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
In fact,
he was all dressed up with a nice little hat on.
He's pretty new. And during the radio program, I ran down the hall to, well, see a man about a horse. And got down there, and there was this nice guy, and we just struck up a conversation. And I got back to the studio, and I remember saying, you know, we weren't on the air, you know, in a break or something. I said, man, I just met the nicest guy in the bathroom. He was a great guy. What was his name? I said, I don't think we did names, you know. And then the guy said, somebody in the studio said, well, that's Bruno Mars. He's in the building. And I kind of heard him. I said, Bruno Mars. Well, nice guy. Next thing I know, he's on the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. Pete next to him.
Pete next to him.
Really nice. Was wearing a hat. I just remember Millionaire had just come out. And then he went up front, and he used to be a Michael Jackson impersonator in Hawaii.
Is that right?
And he did an entire Michael Jackson. And I was like, that sounds just like Michael. Yeah. And he did the dances as well. So, yeah. Bruno.
Man, I'm still red-faced over getting my wrestlers confused.
You know? Oh, Ventura and Hulk Hogan?
But you're not
into wrestling. I get that.
Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, I'm going on about what a moron this guy was.
I know you were talking about, but yeah. I wanted to make sure.
Well, you were so tactful, and I appreciate that. Bob, are you sure you don't mean at that
point? I'm trying to be better and not go, hey, but I wasn't 100% sure, but hey, I was thinking.
Hey, dumb.
No.
Dumb A on wrestling. I'm a big
wrestling fan.
I deserved it.
No, I'm a big wrestling fan, and still kind of am. It's the bond that I share with my oldest, because he became a big wrestling fan as well. So at least there was a conversation, you know.
Well, you know, when he ran for office to be the governor of Minnesota, he made a lot of sense to a lot of people, and I don't know.
He pulled those veteran strings, too.
Oh, everybody said, you know, because he was a Navy SEAL, I believe.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and you think, well, this is just the greatest ever. Well, then he got into office, and they didn't he have to leave early? They were going to recall him or something. It was horrible, because then he showed, you know, all his conspiracy theories and you know, you don't want that from your governor.
No, not at all.
Scotty Bennett says Hulk Hogan has phoned and wants to kick my
yeah. Well, the Hulkster had his issues as well.
Who's the other guy? Jeez. Well, he's not really a Dog the Bounty Hunter. He looks like he's a piece of work too.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the other wrestler that was really popular, still is, that's also always on like the Today Show. What's the other wrestler? Come on, Hayden.
John Cena?
Cena's the other one.
See, I knew that one.
Good job. He's transferred his wrestling career into a movie star career.
Oh, yeah. Women love
well.
Him.
He's done well, too. He's actually funny.
But they love The Rock more. They love The Rock more.
Yeah, I would go with that Cena's like more talented than John, just because, well, he does comedy very, very well. That's what I'll say. I'm surprisingly a wrestler.
You're saying he's better than
no, him? Well, he's not better than Dwayne Johnson.
No,
he's just better.
Not.
He's way better at comedy, in my opinion. Because he pulls off those, like, he plays the character well. He plays the character well.
Speaking of comedy, Jimmy Carter, I do have to tell you, I went to a funeral yesterday after the show.
Well, nothing funnier.
Well, and then I went home.
Was it a funeral or a funeral?
I went home and I watched the last 1883.
Oh, Lord.
That could have been one of the darkest days that I've had in a long time. And you warned me about that. You even put it online. Yeah. I'm not sure if you have. And I'm not going to spoil it. because that's not fair.
Segment one of Jimmy Carter, by the way, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video. Jim?
No, my goodness. Well, go ahead and finish, Eric, because this is it's on your mind. It's burning. I'm telling you, it takes days to get over it. And when Tim and Faith read the script for series episodes 9 and 10, said they boo-hoo cried. They cried like boo-hoo. They said it was bad. One had to change over and read from the other. So it was even bad for the actors and actresses.
I just have the utmost, I don't know, after watching Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, who I would never put in a good acting category as an actor, watching Tim McGraw, and I know you said it, that that's his only role that he knows how to do. He was great. And Tim and Faith Hill, and yeah, you can't watch that. If you make it to the end.
If they can't be honored this year because they're not eligible, but if they're not honored next year with SAG and the and at the Emmys, then they're already pretty bogus awards anyway, and they're totally bogus to me because this is the best show that's been on television in a long time with great actors and actresses, everyone from Sam Elliott to the writer Taylor Sheridan to certainly Tim and Faith and even the Elsa girl, who people don't like her Southern accent, but, I mean, tell me somebody who does a good Southern accent. Nobody, unless they're from the South. So, you know, it's ridiculous. It was a great show. And you need the folks that haven't watched it, that are Netflix people, cancel Netflix for 1 month if you need to. Go watch this, binge it, pay the $9 for Paramount, then cancel it when you've gotten through with it.
Now, help me. It's not regular Paramount Network like you can get on.
No, it's Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, so you got to stream it.
Right, you got to do the app,
okay,
which is $9, and then you can cancel it when you're through. It'll be it's 10 hours of entertainment for $9. Come on, folks. And if you want to watch Yellowstone, you got to go to Peacock. That's the only place it is. And I think they have a free section. I think you might even be able to watch it for free with commercials there, or pay the $10, $9, and then cancel them when you're done. That's the good thing about these apps. You can go on there, binge what you want, and then cancel at the end of the month, and there's no questions asked. You couldn't do that in the past with cable, so you got to kind of get into the game. All right, now, let's go to Bob. Give me the introduction.
The Jimmy Carter Report. And here's the snapshot brought to you by Precision Camera.
Thank you. Airstrikes overnight in the Ukraine. That was fairly new. They've been shelling, but not airstrikes over the near the outside of the capital city. They've been using, Russia has been using artillery, ballistic missiles, I mean, fired from hundreds of miles away. They've been doing it all. Meanwhile, in Russia, their economy is in trouble. They've got a run on the ruble. There are rules getting ready to come out from Russia that people can't, like, for example, Shell. If they want to cash out and get out of there, they might not be able to do that because Russia's wanting to keep this stuff in. They're having big problems with their economy. Meanwhile, large convoy of Russian forces are near the capital city. The president of the Ukraine is saying that he wants Russia investigated by the World Court. They think they're doing crimes against the Geneva Convention. Big explosions outside, 40-mile-long, and I said that right, 40-mile-long caravan of Russian armed forces closer and closer to the city.
Jimmy, I'm no military strategist, right? But
that sounds stupid to me.
Why wouldn't you just launch all of your missiles into that convoy of the forces that are approaching Kyiv?
They have anti-aircraft missiles that we've been giving them that they're using the heck out of those that haven't had their radars taken out by other airplanes. And they've been fairly successful knocking out a few helicopters and planes. And they've been using Javelin missiles. Javelins are the ones that we gave a bunch of those. I think President Obama might even have given them, but I know that Trump did. They were, even that was late in the game, but they did. And they've been knocking out tanks pretty regularly, but you got to get above them, around them. They need A-10s, and they don't have stuff like that. Now, what's ratcheted up the game a little bit, some of these countries that are in, like Poland and Germany and some of these other countries, are giving them MiGs to use and fly.
Well, I know they need anti-tank missiles, but they've got them. They need more.
But they got to get, you got to get close. And they've got paratroopers and other people that are, you know, protecting the flanks of that. They have no way, they have no air support to go over them and fly in like an A-10 would do and just strafe it. That's why they're actually dumb enough to have a 40-mile caravan, because they know that, you know, they're messing up some of it. They have gotten close enough, but they've got enough strength where they can, you know, pull out a mile and do a mile wing around the caravan. So they're fairly safe with that. That's why they hadn't completely taken it out. But when it moves into the city, that's a whole nother ball game. And that's why they're shooting rockets into civilian homes in a couple of places, and that's why they want to get them taken out. Now, the wiper malware that was targeting Ukraine from other places, Microsoft has stepped in, and they've thrown themselves into the middle of the war. Disney has thrown themselves into the war by not giving Russia any more Disney movies. World Cup, soccer, World Games in Birmingham, they've all banned Russia. Russian skaters can't go outside the country now. Delta and some of the others are pulling flights. It's harder and harder to fly in and out of Russia. So they're being cut off. And Munich Philharmonic chief has been fired because he refused to denounce the Russian invasion. So Europe is all in on more than anything they've done since World War II. And that's why this is getting so scary. That's what you've got to watch. The United States is doing a lot of back stuff, but they've been, looks like they've been holding back because they know Russia's looking at us one-on-one, and we're trying to avoid World War III. Katie's barring the door over there with the EU. I mean, Putin's already said they're going to be, you know, things happening to them if they don't stop this, and they're going pretty strong.
Well, that's the main reason he's gone in there, is he doesn't want a friendly with the West, let alone be part of NATO. But the bottom line, Jimmy, is you've got Zelensky yesterday giving a speech to the European Union, basically saying we want to be a member, as he's in fatigues and filling out the application at the same time. And the standing ovation went on for forever. And this is his biggest fear. This is a madman. He needs a way out.
Well, they all need, and remember, I don't believe anyone thinks that Putin has a reverse gear. And so we're not sure exactly. They've got the military, it looks like, that's very close. But we don't think they want to get into urban warfare in a city with 3 million. But right now, there are at least a 500,000, if not a million, refugees, according to the UN, fleeing into neighboring countries.
Poland's taking as many people as want to come, if you can get there.
And so we're going to have to do, everybody's going to have to do something more to handle these folks, provide shelter and do all that, and that's supposedly being done. Now, tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time, the State of the Union, Biden says he will focus on the economy and Russia. Now, any other day of the year, if this wasn't going on, the top story today out of the mouths of all the ones in New York would say it's primary day in Texas, and the first election night of the midterms has famous names and crowded primary races. They'd be covering that, you know, completely. That's where everybody would be. I'm not sure how they're going to handle it this year, so we'll have to kind of wait and see on that. Oil at 96, so that's why the gas prices are going up. It made it and jumped over to 105, and then back down to 91. Now it's to 96, so that creep is starting. The Dow is going to start out in the plus, we think, this morning, or at least it was a few hours ago. Gold at 1903, platinum at 1044. So the big story, and there are other stories really, but everything is relating in one way or the other to that. The CDC and all the other people say COVID. People said, a new poll says Americans are less worried about catching and spreading the virus than they've been in a couple of years. And I can definitely, from what I can tell out in the world, people just want to declare this thing over. It's not exactly, but I think as far as Americans are concerned right now, it is. So that's a snapshot. Precision Camera.
Now page two with Jimmy Carter.
By the way, I'm down here. Looks like I'm coming. I'll be in the studio on March 21.
That's great.
Monday, March 21. I hope to get by GT Distributors, and I know I'm going by both of those places.
I'm taking you there. And you know where else I got to take you?
Where's that?
You said next time you come in, you want me to take you to Fredericksburg to see the World War II Museum of Pacific History.
Yeah. Well, we'll get everything done on the 20th. We need to have Jim Schwertner. We need to have dinner or lunch. So I'm telling you, I'm putting it out there.
Yes, we do.
So let's get all that done on the 20th and 21st.
Well, if Jim's paying, it's dinner, okay?
Okay. We got that. Now, there's a boy named Thomas Rhett, who's a very good, talented singer. I like him a lot, personally. He's been one of the fresh voices in country music. He's been doing it modern, but he's still doing it. You know, The Beer Never Hurt No One is a great song, and some of the others he's done. He's now got a Fritos commercial, and it's very effective. It's very good. I know today Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley are shooting one in Nashville at a studio. Country artists doing commercials is nothing new. I started going back and thinking about it for a television story I was doing. Yeah, I mean, the first one I remember is Flat and Scruggs doing Martha White. You know, the finest thing you ever find is Martha White sell fries and flour with hot rice. And that was on forever. And that was almost the theme of the Opry, and even the Beverly Hillbillies probably got that one in there. And then you remember Loretta Lynn cooking for Crisco. That was a big deal. And you probably will think of some, too. I want to say Willie's done a commercial that sticks in my mind, but I don't think of a – he's done a bunch lately, Skechers, shoes, but it seemed like he had a classic one back in there somewhere. But there's a lot of country stars that have done commercials, and they're continuing to make pretty good money doing that. More and more artists are getting on tour. They're waking up and saying, man, we got to go out and make some money. We haven't been on the road in a long time. Cody Johnson last night, I think he hit 70,000 at the NRG Stadium for Rodeo Houston. That's a pretty big number, 70,000 tonight.
Yeah, I had heard that it was the first time that the opener had sold out. There's only two other artists that had ever sold out the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and that was George and Garth.
Yeah, and so George is at the other end of this. And I know they're going to – I think they're going to put in more seats, you know, because the – because Brad will play – Paisley will play that Saturday afternoon at 2:45. So I think when he's through, they're going to probably remove – you know, I would think they'd remove some dirt and put in some more seats.
Are you coming down for that, Jimmy?
Yes, that's part of that weekend.
Right.
So I'm coming for Brad for sure on Saturday.
And didn't Brett move? Didn't he move to Nashville?
Who?
Brett?
Yeah. I'm not sure we're talking about the same person. Brad
Paisley? Brad Paisley's road manager. I'm getting his name.
Oh, Brad. Yes, of course. He's moved to Franklin.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
He's been up there for a little while, sold his property for a good fortune and in Austin, and someone going to have fun living out there where he was. But Brooks and Dunn, they're getting ready to get on everywhere. So just be looking for their schedule. Never been to a bad Brooks and Dunn concert. They're great. They're still great, and they're going to be great, and they're going to play San Antonio on June the 11th at the AT&T Center. So that will be a fine concert. Go get you some good flan down there on the walk. The Chicks, odd schedule, so what they're going to play, at least this tour. No Texas dates that I can find. They're going to play one southern date in Atlanta and Alpharetta, Georgia, but mostly playing, you know, New York and Boston and New Jersey and places like that. So we'll see. Steven Spielberg going to make a movie about the Frank Bullitt character. That was Steve McQueen's most iconic role, Bullitt. But of course, they'll have some new kid playing Bullitt, so I hope that's going to be decent. Spring break is coming up. We got Blake Shelton's going to play Old Red, the club that he has in Tishomingo, Oklahoma, but he's going to play these places, Gatlinburg and Orlando, on March 11th and 12th. And a young man named Kane Brown is number one on the country chart. Song that I like. I don't know if it's country, but he's a good pop artist. And he's made a box of money. He has sold out every NBA stadium in the country, and he's played at them all. And he's taken some of that money and building gyms. He just opened one at the Boys and Girls Club in Cleveland, did one in his hometown of Chattanooga. That ain't cheap, but he's given back in a place that where he grew up. And it was very cool. I liked American Idol this past Sunday. I just taped it and got around to watching it, and it was good. And they said no to somebody that Katy Perry said yes to, And it was, and Lionel Richie was totally intimidated and almost forced to say yes, but he said no. And I said, finally, someone's grown a pair here on the show that's been too nice. You know, that show, that was the reason I think that show was successful is because they did say no to people. And they want to do it, you know, nicer and kinder this time around. But sometimes some people need to hear a no. And the granddaughter of Aretha Franklin heard a no. And it was a nice moment, really good. So the show's not bad. I'm glad that the Voice and the Idol aren't competing with each other.
Yeah, that was always odd.
Good for anybody. And we were all getting burned out on the talent shows, so maybe they can last a little longer. Because I think they do serve a good purpose for people. So we have any other business?
No, I was going to play, if you got 40 seconds left, I was going to play that audition of Aretha Franklin's 15-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah, you want to say she's good, but
I'm 15, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. So tell us about your journey. How did you get here to us?
My grandma is Aretha Franklin.
Killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
For right now, I'm a no.
Grace, I think you have stardust and sparkle. You're a yes from me.
Lionel?
Grace Franklin, you know how I feel about your family and you. But I don't want this to be a crash and burn. Okay, it's going to be a no for me this time, but an optimistic come back and see us, okay?
Whew. And then Katie walked out. She walked off the set. And Lionel got up and walked over to her and gave her a hug and explained to her, you know, I don't want, you know, she closed her eyes during the whole song. She's young. She's immature. She hasn't practiced.
Sounds like she's missing the notes severely.
Sounds like she was nervous.
You know, so I don't doubt that she could be somebody, particularly with that family, but she needs to grow up a little bit and have it all come together, and it will. And there's a lot of ways to fall down. A lot of people seen Batman in early previews. It opens on Friday. It's going to be the first big movie deal of the year. And Mardi Gras is today in New Orleans. You won't have to look hard to find some live video. The parade Zulu started 10 minutes ago, and that should be interesting. It always is.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, GT Distributors, and Swartner Ranch and Farm. Good morning, 8:10. And she wasn't on American Idol, and maybe she will be in some more of the audition episodes, but Rick Trevino's daughter auditioned, and what does she sound like? Well, I got a little audio of her singing, and we'll have that for you this hour. Won't you stay tuned? Yeah, Rick Trevino and Trevino, as they say in South Austin, and Carla's daughter coming up on Coke FM.